With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Eileen.
It's been a filled theater year from 2013. We've seen some new theater companies and so many different stage productions.
Well, there's been a lot. I don't really conceive of the theater season in a calendar year, so I have to go back and remember that half of 2013 for me was last year. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
It's a September to September affair. But it's true that Reyes's theater company went from a once-in-a-blue-moon community theater to trying to be a permanent, regularly performing Hispanic theater company, second generation. And there are others. Lots of young people. And I think as long as we have so many colleges and universities churning out theater majors and people who really want to stay and live in Buffalo, that will be the case. And as long as space is available and rents are low, we will continue to see that replenishing of the talent.
And you see more diverse theater companies opening up in the future, perhaps, too? As
I would hope. It's not as diverse as it needs to be. It doesn't yet reflect the diversity of our city. I think that that's the double-edged sword of this. There are audiences that are not being served, and that's always a challenge. In that regard, Reyes is a really welcome development. But that's one, and they've done one show. There needs to be more.
We'll be closely watching them as they move along. Well, Wicked returning on Shay's stage, and certainly a great opportunity to see the wonderful production. And I know you had a chance to speak to the actress.
Who's playing Elphaba, Jennifer DeNoia. Yes, now this is 24 performances. That's three solid weeks at Shay's, and it's not part of their subscription, which means you can get tickets, and you could even get great tickets to see Wicked. So it is quite an opportunity. And Jennifer DeNoia, this is the Green Witch, the Wicked Witch of the West, and the story of Wicked. It's the backstory about when Glinda and Elphaba were school roommates and what happened before Dorothy landed in Oz. And she gets to go berserk and sing Defying Gravity before it's through. This actress, interestingly, began as a dancer and the swing dancer with the company, meaning that she would have to be prepared to go on for any of six characters. And when an understudy became injured, she auditioned and moved up to be an emergency understudy. And at that point, took the first voice lesson in her life. She was not a singer, she was a dancer. And, well, everything has gone well, and she got her own company. She's gotten to go on as Elphaba on Broadway, and she'll do all 24 performances, knock wood, here.
So literally had her chance to perhaps walk on in the middle of the show, I think we were talking about off air.
She told me that, yeah. She became the standby. A standby only covers for one character. And so, you know, if it's Idina Menzel, if she goes on, you just sit and wait because it's live. What if Miss Menzel should trip or decide that she's ill mid-performance? Well, that happened. And there were times when mid-performance, another actress would say, I just can't make it through the show, and she would go on as Elphaba. So she really had to have courage, I think, to be able to take a job like that. But it certainly was great preparation for taking on a demanding role like this in Wicked.
And I am looking forward to seeing it next week as well.
You have never seen it.
I haven't, and I'm really excited to see it.
And I think you're seeing a good company.
What about Proof, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play? Tell us about that.
This is at the Cavanocchi Theater. It was done at Studio Arena Theater several years ago, a lackluster production, I had thought. It was an off-Broadway, then Broadway phenomenon with Sarah Jessica Parker playing a young woman who is gifted in mathematics. She's the daughter of a great mathematician who has drifted away with schizophrenia. And she has quietly, although she's abandoned her education, she has a mathematical gift, and she has solved an elusive mathematical proof. No one will believe her. No one will believe that she's done this work herself. They think that she has stolen a proof from her deceased father or gotten it from somewhere else. Simultaneously, she fears that she too may be schizophrenic. So that's the story of Proof. They've got a fine young cast at the Cavanocchi Theater, and I'm hoping that this is going to have a great outing that's beginning January 10th at the Cavanocchi Theater.
Well, with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.